You know why I love Bob Denver? I'll tell you why. Because Bob Denver came on my Channel 9 show when I had a TV show on Channel 9. And I had never met Bob Denver before.
True.
And he came on the show, and I said, hey, Bob, let's do a sketch. Now, we had the sketch all written out. Bob didn't know that.
Yeah, you don't give it to the people until it's, like, time to do it.
Right, because they wouldn't show up.
Yeah, we like people to say.
So Bob was there, and I said to him, let's do it. And he goes, fine. And he was in his, he got in his Gilligan clothes and everything, the bell bottoms and the sneakers. And I dressed up as Ginger, if you remember.
Yeah.
Oh, God, who could ever forget?
I was Ginger. And we were stranded on the island, and the whole thing was, the skipper dies, and we eat him. We resort to cannibalism because we run out of food on the island.
Yeah.
Bob Denver was, he was like, no problem.
He rolled with it.
You know, he wasn't like stuck up about it. You know, he wasn't like trying to keep the myth of Gilligan
right.
going.
He could trash Gilligan.
Yeah, he could have fun with
it.
It
was necessary.
And I said, I really admire this guy. This is a great guy. I mean, the first scene that Bob Denver and I did together, we're behind.
Oh, thank you.
You know, that show's cursed.
Anyway,
you better be careful.
I'll be at the boat show Sunday there in New York.
All right. Yeah, Bob's going to be at the boat show. You know, dress. Are you going to be dressed as Gilligan?
No, of course not.
You should be.
Listen, the only person I dressed up for Gilligan is you, and that's in the last 20 years.
That was great. Yeah. I love you for that, man.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I made some points.
Anyway, Bob Denver will be at the boat show. Now, where is the boat show?
It's right there at the Jacob Javits Center.
Well, you're going to be at a... Well, let's see. Saturday, you're going to be in
Philadelphia.
At the Philadelphia Boat Show.
Yeah, Convention Center, and then...
Sunday, the National Boat Show in the Javits Center.
Right.
And then Saturday, January 20th, you'll be at the Chesapeake Bay Boat Show in Baltimore. I sent the theme here with the boat show.
Mm-hmm.
Three-hour tour.
I know. I haven't seen any new boats for about a dozen years, so I decided I better go look at some.
Are you really a good advertisement for boats? I mean, you shipwreck for... Mary Ann going to be there?
No, just myself.
Yeah, she's a...
You ought to be with me, Howard, when I try to rent a boat. That is really fun.
That must be good.
The guy behind the counter gets every line off he ever wanted.
Do you actually do that? You rent boats?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
No.
I would get a different hobby. Like, if I was known for being on a boat, I would get a different hobby.
I
play ice hockey.
Well,
and what is Mary Ann's
question? I guess.
And I guess Tina Louise can't even get near, huh?
Yeah, she didn't want to do any more Gilligan's Island because she didn't want to get stereotyped. Can you imagine? She's still waiting by the phone for a call.
She didn't want to do any more Gilligan's Island, so she hasn't done it.
She came in, did her work, and went home, you know. And
yeah. Now she's home. Tuesday Weld is lighting farts on cable TV in Michigan, I guess.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey, Bob, man.
Always nice thing to say about everybody.
I'm just kidding. You know I'm a fan of the show. I used to, but the first woman I ever, well, Mae West, not Mae West, but...
No, and what's her name? From
Honey West.
Honey West.
West.
Guy. No, I was a ginger guy. And I,
What do you do with all the autograph seekers? Do you just sign autographs all the time?
No.
You don't sign?
He doesn't go anywhere.
I stay in my house. I'm like you. I live in my house.
Just hang out in your house and hide out, huh?
What are you going to sign? Are you going to sign Bob or Gilligan?
I sign Bob Denver Gilligan.
Bob Denver Gilligan? How about Bob Denver Maynard Gilligan?
Sometimes I do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes,
you think it would be Bob Gilligan Denver?
Please, don't start that rumor, will you? Thanks a lot, Robin.
I bet you're...
For 31 years, I've kept it out. You'll start it, right?
I bet you could pick up a pretty good piece of change doing these boat shows, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I had any brains, I would, yeah.
When will you get a talk show?
Why would I want a talk show?
I don't know.
God damn it,
everyone else has one.
That's hard work, boy.
I heard Geraldo's leaving his in 5 years. Yeah, gracious. He's waiting 5 whole years.
That's it.
Anyway, Bob, great speaking to you. Always enjoy.
Where's Bob's marital status now?
Well, he's probably divorced again.
What? Well, I missed the question.
What's your marital status?
I'm married for 18 years.
Oh. I thought you had a bunch of broken marriages behind you.
Howard, after 18 years of this matter.
I bet you he dates, though, girls. Get on over to the boat show.
Okay.
Do you date?
Who?
You.
Date what?
Girls.
I'm married. I'm dating. What? Hello?
He doesn't understand the concept.
What are you going to wear to the boat show?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you want me to wear, Howard, besides the outfit?
A thong.
Can you still wear a thong?
All right, listen, you go back and prepare for the boat show.
Mm.
And just know
what
that...
What was it that made you, it hard for you to make morning phone calls?
Oh, yeah, we heard...
I'm a night person. I don't usually go to bed until like 2.
Really? What are you doing all day?
Yeah, what are you doing till 2 in the morning?
It's none of your business, Howard. Jesus, God, what a nosy person.
I'm shaving my legs.
I got on the late night schedule when I was doing the theater circuit for 10 years and just never got off it. Oh, God.
He's like Milton Berle. All right, listen, the great Bob Denver, Maynard G. Krebs, you know him as Gilligan, you know him as all these things. And
he's a
great guy. He really is.
Yeah.
Go see him in Philly at the Philadelphia Boat Show, Sunday, the National Boat Show at Javits Center, and Saturday, January 20th at the Chesapeake Bay Boat Show in Baltimore.
You plug good.
Jeez. All right. Hey, you deserve it. You put up with a lot of crap. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Howard.
Take care, Bob.
Bye,
you too.
Bob.
Okay, bye. Denver's probably not really his last name. It's Schwartz. Bob Schwartz.
You think it's Bob Schwartz?
Yeah. I got to take a break.